Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, a teen librarian at North County Regional Library, which is currently closed for renovations, so I'm working here at the digital branch. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we'll be talking about Community Read. Each year, Charlotte Mecklenburg Library hosts a big, exciting community-wide book club known as Community Read. This year's Community Read program will take place throughout March. The library chooses titles for adults, teens, preteens, and children, and invites everyone in the community to engage in Community Read by reading the books, talking about them, attending programs, engaging with the library on social media, and celebrating a love of reading. With us today, we have members of the library's Community Read team, and this is the team that coordinates the activities around Community Read. Alicia Lackey is the Children's Manager at Beatty's Ford Regional Library in Charlotte. We also have Holly Summers. Holly is the Teen Services Leader for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Merrill Leonard is the Outreach Channel Leader for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library and heads up the Community Read team. She works here at Main Library, which is where we're recording from. Merrill, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I am the Outreach Channel Leader. I work for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library for about 24 years now. And my role is to make sure as a library system we're connecting with our community, we're visible and embedded in our community, and we bring our same services and resources and programs that people can receive when they come to one of our locations into the community. For example, we work within the jails, the school systems, refugee population, anyone who may have a challenge getting into our location, we bring our library services to them. We want to make sure that everyone has access to resources and to opportunities that's going to help them succeed school life beyond.
Okay, thanks, Merrill.
You're welcome.
Holly, would you like to tell us something about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Holly. I'm the Teen Services Leader for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library, and that means that I oversee programs, resources, and services for our youth ages 12 to 18, and I also support staff in all 20 of our locations to help better serve teens in Charlotte. And I've been with the system for about 10 years now, and I am originally from Buffalo, so
okay.
Missing snow.
Yes, it's beautiful weather right now for February. Alicia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Hi, I am Alicia Lackey. I'm the Children's Services Manager at Beatty's Ford Road Regional Library. I've been with Charlotte Mecklenburg Library for the past 4 years, and I really enjoy working with children and the community. As a children's librarian, people always ask me, what's my favorite picture book? And it is Giraffes Can't Dance. The reason being, I can't dance, although I love to sing and dance when I'm with the kids.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, I know children's librarians have to sing and dance a lot. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us some more background and history about Community Read?
So historically, we have been offering the Community Read program for about 5 years. Some of the past titles that we had, the past main titles for adults, was The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey, Fahrenheit 451, Frankenstein, Today Will Be Different by Maria Semple, and Maria Semple was our guest author last year. And of course, we have The Hate U Give this year by Angie Thomas. And the themes and topics of this book is very relevant. And as we choose our Community Read titles, we always try to get our themes and topics around something that we can join together as a community to discuss. And also, we do want to have a community of readers, and that's why we include all age groups in the Community Read. And we've been doing this from the very beginning with our adult main titles as well as our companion titles.
Okay. Can you tell us about the books that are featured on this year's Community Read?
Well, I'll start with The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. And first of all, I want to say, if you have not read this book, you are really missing a wonderful, well-written, thought-out story. The book is about a young girl who finds a voice in a world where she is code switching, where she is in love, where family is important, and where friendship and loyalty is important. That's a very vague overview, but I think what's so important about this book is all the many themes that are involved, where you think you might know where this book is going to go and how it's going to end because there is a police shooting. It takes you on a journey. It takes you on a journey of thought, of people, of different situations. And again, I have to recommend reading the book because it will give you the opportunity to think outside of who you are, for you to gain self-awareness as you take this wonderful, wonderful journey with Star, her family, her uncle who is a police officer, her brother, and other members of her community that may be different from yours, but it gives you the opportunity to understand other people's points of view. And I strongly feel that the more we learn to understand each other, the better we will get along as a community.
Well, I don't know how to follow that up, Meryl, because that was a fantastic description of The Hate U Give. I think the only thing I would add, and you already touched on this this morning, was how relevant this book is. And so while it is a work of fiction, the storyline is very much a reality in communities across this country, including right here in Charlotte. And so I think also for that reason, it's a good reason to pick up this book if you haven't already, because it offers a lot of opportunity for conversations across all ages as well.
Definitely. At the core of this story is Star's family. She has a mother and father who are very supportive of her after she witnesses this very tragic event, the shooting death of her childhood best friend. And in addition to all of the important conversations that we can have about the community and generational poverty, police brutality, violence, there's also conversations about how these events affect children and how they affect young people. Star has a young brother who is also, while he's not a direct witness to the shooting, he witnesses what happens to Star as a result of the shooting. And even though young children may not be reading this book, it's a great resource and a page turner that can give parents insights on how to talk about difficult topics with their families, including mm-hmm. their young children.
Right. And I will say the book is very well written. She does a great job giving all sides of the story, and she adds a lot of humor, which I like. How she interacts with her family and her friends and her environment can be really funny. But yeah, I'd say overall it's a great book that people definitely need to read. I read the text version and I listened to it. So, and it's very well done in the audiobook also. The young lady that does it is really good at doing all the voices and everything and portraying the different characters. But just be warned, don't listen to it with a young child because there is a lot of cussing. Did anybody want to add anything else about The Hate U Give?
I do. So The Hate U Give, I think, has the potential to be a book that we are going to be talking about for the next 20 years. The other day at Beatty's Ford Road, a lady asked for The Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Souljah, and that book was published in 1999. It was groundbreaking for urban fiction. People are still asking for it today. Mm-hmm. I truly think that people will still be asking for The Hate U Give 20 years from now, and that it is not just a successful urban fiction novel, but it has mass crossover appeal, and it's very timely, relevant, and important, but that it's going to stand the test of time. Yeah. I truly believe that.
Plus, there's a movie, which is also a bonus, and I haven't seen the movie yet, but I understand it's done very well. Has anybody seen it?
Yes, it's great.
It's great.
It's great.
Good.
Not as good as the book, though.
Not as good as the book.
But they never are.
Yeah, that's usually the case. Okay, how about Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate?
Wish Tree is a juvenile fiction novel. It's very, very short. It takes about an hour to read. And it's a really timely story. When we were looking at companion titles for children to go along with the Hate U Give, we really wanted to look at critical world issues. Mm-hmm. So the premise of this story is that a young Muslim girl and her family have moved into a community. The community, until that point, had been very welcoming, very open, and very diverse. But for whatever reason, someone decided that perhaps her family shouldn't be a part of this community. And there is a tree that's a landmark in the community that becomes vandalized when someone carves into the branches or the trunk of the tree for that family to leave.
Okay.
So throughout the story, there are magical animals who help this young girl forge a friendship, an unlikely friendship. It deals with issues of loneliness, bulliness, a little bit of teen angst, parent-child relationships, but it's very hopeful, very wishful, and very, very optimistic for better relationships in our societies and in our communities.
Sure. Plus, it is told from the perspective of the tree.
Absolutely.
The tree is the narrator, which makes it very interesting. And of course, the animals talk to the tree, and the tree talks to the animals, but they don't usually talk to humans. And the animals are, you know, cute and funny, too.
And one of the interesting things about the animals that children may not get right away is that they're animals who should be in opposition. Like, if you think about it, they're like the whole food chain, but they come together for the greater good to help this child to belong.
Right.
I listened to the audiobook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like Alicia said, I think it only took like an hour and a half to listen to, but it was a really interesting book. It was cute. It had a nice meaning to it.
The animals give themselves names.
They did have cute names, though.
Like, the possums' names are the things that they're afraid of.
One of the possums, his name is Flash, which is short for flashlight, but if somebody shines a flashlight, or if he hears the name, flashlight, makes him freak out, so he plays possum when he hears it. So nobody can say his actual name. They have to call him Flash.
And spoiler alert, that becomes a major plot point. Those fraidy cat possums, they have to kind of muster their strength near the end to save the day. I won't tell you how, but they do have to muster up some courage.
And the skunks name themselves after their favorite scent.
Hot buttered popcorn is the name of one of the skunks in the book.
And fresh baked bread. Okay. And how about Love by Matt de la Pena?
Love is a beautiful picture book. It's a little different in that it's not a traditional story. It's actually, it's like a poem, an illustrated poem. It's illustrated by Lauren Long, and the illustrations are absolutely beautiful. And it basically just depicts what love looks like from family to family, and what love sounds like, and what love feels like. Again, when trying to find these companion titles, it was very important to find things that would be both age appropriate and child friendly. So when you look at the illustrations in this book, you'll see a family gathered around the television set looking at something that's happened on the news, and a small child in the background wondering what's happened, and, you know, none of the adults want to be the first to break whatever that news is. And you'll see an older sibling making breakfast and burning toast for a younger sibling because a parent has to go out very early in the morning to work to make the ends meet. And you'll see newborn babies, and you see grandparents and children, and just all sorts of depictions of what love, family, and communities look like. Similar to the book Wish Tree, there is an unnamed child in the book. She is wearing hijab. There is a family who lives in a trailer park, and you see the trailer and the child and the parent kind of dancing outside of their trailer. You see single family homes and apartment buildings and people having hot dogs in the park. You see all sorts of iterations of day-to-day life. It's beautifully diverse, it's very lyric, and again, like Wish Tree, very optimistic and very hopeful. It's just a great way to think about what love looks like and feels like, and it's a wonderful book to share with, I think, children of all ages.
Okay. So it shows the many ways that people show each other love.
Exactly.
Okay, so if somebody wants to get their hands on the books themselves or wants to listen to the book, what do they have to do?
So, of course, you can come to any of our locations and borrow a book, or you can get a book online.
Yes, and you can get the ebooks and the e-audiobooks on Overdrive for February and March. There is no waiting. There's no holds. So you could check out the ebook and the audiobook at the same time if you wanted to, if you wanted to finish in time to have read the book before one of our programs. So that's for The Hate U Give.
So in order to get your eyes or ears on these books, you can go to our website, which is www.cmlibrary.org, and you'll click on the green catalog box, and you can search by title, author, or keyword. And then in the results, it will let you know whether it's a print copy, a digital copy, an audiobook, an e-audiobook. All of our formats will be there, and you can select which is the best for you.
We also have book club kits, so if you have a book club that would like to read and discuss the book, you can also check that out through our website as well.
Great. Okay, so based on what we know about these books, what would you all say is the actual theme of this year's Community Read?
I think the theme is more than just a word. The theme this year is more of what we would like to see happen as a result of the Community Read. We have all of these books that really blend so well together. And if it's successful as we want it to be, then people are going to start talking about very specific themes as a result of this book on all levels. We will talk about equity, diversity, segregation, racial justice, from love all the way up to The Hate U Give. And what's important about this, again, this is more of what we would like to see happen, is this is not a library-driven program. Mm-hmm. We are more of the host. We are the resource, the gathering place. But we want our community, our different agencies, our parents, our families, to use the library as this place to start having these conversations. And then as a result of talking about relationships and coming of age and speaking up, what's going to be different in our community? Mm-hmm. Now that you know that families may have different conversations about their relationship with the police, now that you know that your neighbor is telling their child, this is what you do when you get stopped, where you never even thought of having that conversation, what's going to be a result of you gaining this knowledge and information? The Community Read is really repurposing itself.
Okay.
As how can the library be that public commons? How can we be that place for our community to have these safe, important conversations and keep coming back and having these conversations at the same time, partnering and collaborating with other organizations and each other and your neighbors and sometimes even within your own family?
Okay, so tell me more about the community partners that you just mentioned that are involved with this year's Community Read.
Well, I'd like to start with Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department. First of all, we would not have chosen this book as a library if we did not have CMPD on board. And they were very excited and appreciative for the library being the agency that said, hey, let's do this. Because once the book came out and the movie came out, the conversations needed to be had. We've had situations, as you all know, right here in our city with police and citizen conflict, race relations. So this is the opportunity to have those conversations. CMPD, 100% on board. They've already had several programs around the Community Read. I love the fact that they rented out a theater and then had free admission to the movie, but followed up with a discussion. They're working with us, where their officers will come to some of our library conversations. And even beyond that, us working together as partners, they're going into other community agencies and having conversations. So that's just one aspect of what the partnership is. The Gamp Museum having four programs. The YMCA having several programs, and we all come together either talk, meet, email, and see how we can support each other's programs. Johnson C. Smith is having a program all open to the public, but this is how, again, the library is just the springboard, the convener. We've got the resources, we've got the support, and our support is helping other agencies meet their missions and their goals through this program. So it's more than just saying, hi, I'm part of this program, but I'm part of this program because it's important to what I'm trying to do in the police department or in the school system or in the museum. And we're working together, and we know we can come together through the library to reach our community, reach the people we serve. The partners are driving the program. Yes, the library has programs, we're hosting the programs, but our partners are driving the program in our community.
Okay, so tell us more about the specific programs that are going to take place.
One of the programs that I'm really excited about that is in conjunction with one of the community partners is with the LeVay Museum of the New South and the offering of free admission for the No Justice, No Peace exhibit. If you haven't seen it, it is absolutely breathtaking. And it kind of brings the premise of The Hate U Give home to the city of Charlotte. The No Justice, No Peace exhibit features several media images, news clippings, photos from following the Keith Lamont Scott shooting here in the city of Charlotte back in 2016. The exhibit has been down at the Levine for quite some time and been extended so that it can be a part of this conversation. And it really, again, brings the concept of the book, The Hate U Give, home to Charlotte. You know, unfortunately, that's something that we have experienced in our community, but I think that it's wonderful that the Levine is opening its doors to the community for free to be a part of the conversation.
Okay.
And we're also having two of our authors here. Angie Thomas will be here on March 19th, and I say that almost quietly because that event sold out within 4 days, if not sooner. But we would love for you to join us on March 28th at Imagine On to meet the author, Matt De La Pina. Some other programs that we will have, we have film series with The Hate U Give at several of our locations. There'll be book club at numerous locations. Pamela Grundy will be sharing the history of West Charlotte Senior High School at Myers Park. And we also have several spoken word programs.
It's hard to list all of the programs that we'll be having for teens, but I just wanted to feature some of the highlights that we'll be doing for Community Read. Obviously, we will have a book club and writing groups and poetry readings related to the title, The Hate U Give, at several of our locations. We also have college and career readiness programs that we offer throughout the year, and that might be a community service project, a teen advisory council, or our College and Career Connections My Next Step program. So these are programs that, like I said, we offer all year long, but again, we'll be hosting them during Community Read as well. We'll also have some programs on genealogy. So teens will have the opportunity to talk about the Carter family tree and what that looks like and create their own visual representation of that and also learn how to do their own genealogy. So learning how to use Ancestry.com from the library as well. We'll also have programs about bias in the media. So really looking at how the news was covered in the book, how Khalil was represented and misrepresented, and how teens can really dissect news from the media and really pick up on messages that are there and how they could reconstruct that story, what it would look like for them, and then cultural exploration as well. So we have a wide variety of programs through the Community Read, but all year long as well. So we definitely encourage you to check cmlibrary.org/online calendar to check out all of those programs.
Okay, that sounds great.
We also have a variety of children's programs from story time to school age. We're super excited that we will have some community helpers coming in to share in some of our story times at our branches. So we'll have some officers from CMPD as well as Charlotte Fire Department, and we're working on a few others. There will be writing programs to journal about your feelings and explore things of that nature. There are also several self-directed programs happening in some of the branches where children's staff are constructing and creating their own wish trees where children can come in, just like the characters in the book, to write about what their wishes and hopes are for their community, and it will become kind of a semi-permanent installation in the different libraries throughout the month of March. So, as Meryl said, it's super important that you go to the library's website and take a look at all of the different programs that we're offering.
Okay, great.
I don't even think we can list or share all the programs that we have, so we want to encourage everyone to go to our website, check out our Community Read programs, and not only will you get programs that will be hosted at our public library branches, but you'll also get listings of programs that are available throughout the community at places such as Johnson C. Smith and the Gantt Museum.
So how do you find out exactly where and when the programs are taking place?
You can find our program calendar online at www.cmlibrary.org/calendar. You can search for program by category tags such as branches, or you can use keywords to search on the top right of the page. Or you could call your local library to learn more about our programs. And for a listing of our telephone numbers, you will visit www.cmlibrary.org/branches.
Great. So does anybody have anything else they would like to add about Community Read?
When you visit our website and you go on our Community Read page, I encourage everyone to please take the pledge. We want to know who is involved in the Community Read. If you're hosting a community program, we'd like you to share that information as well. We want to know what the impact is of the program and then beyond the program. And don't forget to follow us on social media. If you're participating, add that to your social media page. Take pictures of programs and activities around the Community Read. We want to hear from everyone.
All right. Okay, so it sounds like this year's Community Read is a great opportunity for you to become involved with reading a book with other members of the community. So read the books and check out our programs related to Community Read. And I want to thank our guests for joining us. We had Holly and Meryl and Alicia. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming episodes on the digital branch at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. You can visit our website at www.cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check out the library's calendar and resources pages. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, #CMLibrary and @CMLibrary. And if you want to find more about Community Read, go to www.cmlibrary.org/communityread. Thank you and have a great day.